Apparently, the H1N1 flu vaccine shot may not be as safe as we think it is. The federal government insists that the new H1N1 swine flu vaccine is perfectly safe. However, it has agreed to cover the cost of any lawsuits launched against the manufacturer, GlaxoSmithKline, should anything go wrong. And it admits that it approved the vaccine known as Arapanrix before the Glaxo finished conducting any clinical trials on it. Does this make you feel confident about the vaccine that public health officials want everyone to take? It seems can't yet deliver. As someone who expects to get the shot, I admit it makes me nervous. The problem, it seems, is that Ottawa ran out of time to test the vaccine properly. With the flu season starting and no clinical results from the Canadian vaccine yet, the government decided to rely instead on tests of what Health Canada's website calls a closely similar H1N1 vaccine manufactured for the European market by Glaxo and known as Pandemrix. The European Medicines Agency approved Pandemrix a month ago following clinical trials involving 129 healthy adults between the age of 18 and 60. But so far, according to the Health Canada website, there have been no tests on children or those over 60 for either vaccine. Instead, the federal government is relying largely on results from what Health Canada calls a mock vaccine based on an entirely different strain of flu. Yet even there, according to information posted on Health Canada website, testing is very spotty. In particular, there are no clinical data available on how any kind of flu vaccine using so-called materials mixed in may making the dose go farther affect children from ages 3 to 6 and 10 to 17. Meanwhile, Reuters report that Glaxo, which expects an additional $1.66 billion US this year in H1N1 vaccine sales, is poised to make more from swine flu than any other drug manufacturer. For weeks, the federal government has refused to say whether it would follow Washington's lead and somehow shield Canada's sole H1N1 vaccine makers from lawsuits. Under US law, Washington can ban lawsuits against drug companies and others in the event of a serious health emergency. This summer, Health Secretary Kayleen Sebelius extended this protection to anyone involved in manufacturing, distributing, and prescribing American swine flu vaccines. While Ontario law already protects public health officials from potential lawsuits, no statute, federal or provincial, shields vaccine manufacturers. This has left Prime Minister Stephen Harper's government with only one way to ease Glaxo's potential legal problems: opening its wallet. Yesterday, in response to questions from The Star, Glaxo announced that the government has agreed to do just that. Subject to some restrictions, Canada has agreed to indemnify GSK, Glaxo, for the H1N1 vaccine, a company spokeswoman said in an email. It's standard practice for the governments to indemnify vaccine manufacturers in situations like these. Standard practices, perhaps, but this population alternately angered, spooked, and confused by this pandemic. This is hardly likely to raise public confidence in a vaccine that's never been properly tested in this country. At one level, it's irritating for the general population to learn, as they did yesterday, that their swine flu inoculations are to be further delayed. But perhaps this delay will give researchers more time to figure out whether the vaccine we are all supposed to take is safe and it's supposed to be. Thank you guys. I hope you tune in next time.